Today is 20th of November. So when devotees come together, each and everybody has some spiritual consciousness, some devotion, and some aura, you can say, in technical language. And when we come together, it's all collective. It becomes collective. And then each one of you get the benefit of all collective. There are 25 here, so each one will get 24 collective consciousness benefit. Each one of you. That is the beauty of association. So if there are 5,000, you get 4,999 benefit of that, plus Guru Maharaj is also speaking there, plus the Vrindavan Dham also is there. So, you know, you cannot imagine the benefit that you receive. And plus, when you listen here, either you are getting ready, wearing clothes, doing something, or, you know, wife is cooking or something. There you have gone for exclusive association. So there is nothing before and after hanging on you. Before something is going on, after something is going on. In between you go for association, so mind is always occupied. When you come, you are still tapering off the effect of the previous activity. By the time you get in, little time you are in, then again you think of the next engagement. Mind starts working on that. So you are sandwiched in between. So when you bite, first you get the bread, then you get the filling, again you get the bread. What is that? First you get the previous engagement hangover, then you get the filling, what is the real substance. And again you get the bread, that is the next engagement activity. So that's the difference when you are in the company of devotees and association of sadhu. That is why it is recommended to go to holy place at least once in a year, if not more than that. So that we just drop everything and close everything, shut off everything, and just only open spiritual entrance and receive and nourish yourself and come back. So when you come back, that hangover should be there in your work here. When you are coming from there, that hangover should continue for some time. You should remain there only while you, even if you are here. That is how it is. And being Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary, that was a great experience, no doubt. Ultimately, it's all words only. I mean, we didn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we didn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifestation was there through sound. And on 18th, the festival began there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary arrival in Vrindavan. And it will go on till 25th. And the first day, there was lecture of Radhanath Maharaj in that festival at Imlitala. And in Imlitala, there is 9 to 12 Gaur Leela description from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the afternoon, 3 to 5, from Chaitanya Bhagavat. And plus, in the evening, 2 hours, some different speaker will come. So, morning, one speaker will speak for all the 7 days. Afternoon, 3 to 5, one speaker will speak for all the 7 days. But 5 to 7, different speakers will come and speak one lecture. So, daily 7 hours of feast of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Imlitala. And another place, there is another Gauranga Mahaprabhu Saptah is going on in Vrindavan. As I am. He actually came on Kartik Purnima. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on Kartik Purnima. How many days he stayed in Vrindavan? 2 months. Hare Krishna. Today is Amla Navami or Akshay Navami. So on today's day, today's day is after Ashtami, Navami. On today's day, Sri Krishna did parikrama of Vrindavan, Chatikara and Mathura. I mean Mathura, Chatikara and Vrindavan. And it is explained that to do Jana Jagruti against Kamsa, he did the parikrama. Political reason behind it. He created an opinion against Kamsa in everybody's heart. So in the memory of that, everybody does Mathura Vrindavan parikrama. It is Mathura like this, then you come to Chatikara, then you come to Vrindavan. A whole day you are walking only. So today if you go to Vrindavan, all parikrama roads are filled, road Mathura filled, highway filled with people. Thousands of people are walking, walking and walking and walking and walking. And it's something like at least 40-50 kilometers altogether. Everybody is walking, singing, dancing, singing songs, bridge songs, constantly walking from morning to night. Road pehi, there are langars and bhojan, everything is available, and drinks, everything is available. Tu chinta karne ki zarurat nahi. And it's a great festival. I have been there. So many years I stayed now. I've seen this festival. And amla is worshipped today because amla is a very nectarian fruit. It's called amrut only. Basically, amla is amrut only. So that tree has given that amrut. So in gratitude, the tree is worshipped today. And then the fruit is plucked and utilized for the season. That is why the amla worship is there. Very beautiful. Braj culture is so rich actually, so nice actually. So in the afternoon I spoke the lecture of all these things, and then I thought, Ari, I brought 6 amla trees from Vrindavan and planted in the hospital. They were so small many years back. Now they become so big, so huge, and they are giving thousands of fruits. So why not express our gratitude? So instantly I decided and immediately sent messages, and immediately 50 people gathered there. We had nice worship. Suddenly 2 brahmacharis appeared there. So I gave them worship. Please worship. Then we gave parikrama of amla tree, put garlands of Jagannath Balde Subhadra on them with Mahaprasad. We chanted, we did dancing kirtan at prasadam, and everybody went back. It was so nice actually. So some Braj culture was enacted there today. If you read Amar Ujala now, every day Amar Ujala gives you all descriptions of daily festival in details. At least that culture is there and there. Where Dainik Bhaskar you take, or you take any newspaper, one page is dedicated to religious descriptions. So my favorite pastime when I go there, I read Amar Ujala every day. Amar Ujala newspaper, to read the Braj culture. And last year in Kartik they had series of ancient lost places in Braj and their history with Praman they were giving. What is the history of this place? What pastime took place in that place? And what is happening today? Just to create awareness about the holy places. Like that. Yesterday was Gopashtami. How many of you know what is Gopashtami? There. So, Krishna was a small boy and he was given charge of baby cows. Calves. So every day he would go to herd the cows, and the rule was that they were staying on mountain, and there was a mahal palace on the mountain. Of course palaces has many stories, na? So on the last floor Mother Yashoda would go, and wherever, in whichever direction she will see, she should be able to see them. That much they can do. That much distance they can go. That is the rule. You can move a little bit on that side, please. That side. So, the rule was, that is called Vatsapa Leela. Vatsa means baby cows, and Pal means one who herds, one who takes care of them. So, in Vatsapa Leela and Gopal Leela, there are 2 Leelas. So, Vatsapa Leela was still 5 years of age. And Vatsapalila, they were under supervision. And somebody would always supervise, and guide and instruct them what to do, what not to do. And they would obey also. But one day, the wife of Abhinanda Gopa came and she said, "How is Krishna doing?" So Yashoda said, "Nowadays when I give him bath, he has started feeling shy. So I do massage with oils and then he feels shy and he disappears. And then when I see him after that, I already see him has taken bath. So then I only dress him after that." So Abhinanda's wife says, "This means he is growing up. The science of infancy is finished now." Okay. So before he was taking bath with me, and Balram would do the same thing. He would take bath with me in my kund, Yashoda kund. But now I see that both of them don't take bath with me. So his father has made another kund for them. That is called Krishna kund. Oh, so they say sign of growth. Then she says that their chest has become very big, their arms have grown, their dresses have become very elaborate, they become very particular about what they wear, what they don't wear, what they like, what they don't like. So again the other gopi said, "Yeah, this is a sign of growth, now they are becoming bigger." So this is a lady's discussion. Then Nanda Maharaj and Abhinanda and Sananda, they are also discussing that before when we used to instruct them, they would follow which direction to go. Just make it a little small, please. And they would exactly follow whatever we would tell. And now also we instruct them what to do, what not to do. Hare Krishna. But what we see that they are going much beyond what we are telling them. We tell them go here, and you find them going in different direction and far places from there. So then the other Gopa said, "Yes, now they are growing. Now they are growing. It's called Pauganda stage." So then Mother Yashoda again discussing with the lady friends that nowadays is demanding that, "Why you don't give me cows? Why only babies?" So I told him that you are very small. So we cannot give cows to you. Cow herding is very difficult. You are not trained yet. You need to get trained. So he apparently looks like he is agreed, understood. But again next day he will come and ask, "Why don't you give me cows?" So again the other lady said, "Yeah, he looks like he is growing." So then she comes to Nanda Maharaj and she starts discussing with him that this is what we discuss, and then he also shared what we discussed. So both of them said, "So why don't we give cows to him? We can give cows to him." So then this is when they have gone, they are discussing. They are already gone. So parents are at home, they are discussing. So then one day they said, "You know, okay, we will wait for some time. It's not so urgency." So then again, ek bar ladki badi ho gayi, so then the discussion of her marriage keeps coming again and again. Whatever you say, well, still time, but you can keep still discussing, somehow impromptu. Discussion goes on. Like that, this discussion goes on, that he has grown up and his dresses are big and he's now new dresses he's wearing and he's very choosy about it, you know. So very sure that he has crossed the stage of infancy and childhood. Interestingly, Gopal Champo explains that Sri Krishna was growing 1.5 times than other children. So they were also discussing that, you know, his intelligence is something which is extraordinary. Whatever age he is, he doesn't talk of like that age. He talks of much bigger age. When he talks and describes certain things and talks certain things, it is very clear that he is not of that age. He is much bigger than what he is. Everybody agreed to that. Yeah. So such kind of age, the child cannot talk like this. So then many times discussion came up, fizzled out. So one day the discussion said that, okay, let's call the priests and let ask their advice now, because Vaishya community always takes advice from Brahman community. So then they call the priests, Brahmins, and they put up charts and everything, and they said, oh yes, yes, I think this is a very auspicious time. In the coming month of Kartik, on the bright moon fortnight, on the 8th day, is the best day for them to give cows. So this is what they decide. But they didn't tell him that they are going to do this. They are just discussing. Like many times when marriage talks come, we don't tell the marriage girl or boy what's happening. Whenever time comes, we tell them what needs to be told. Rest all are discussed at the senior level. So they discussed and they kept it as it is. Here, what is happening in the forest? This is all happening at home level. What is happening in the forest? In the forest, every day they are discussing. Achha, by the way, one more thing I'll tell you. The cows are discussing with the cows every day. All the happiness that they are getting with Krishna. So cows are asking Krishna, when are you going to take us? He said, I don't know, mother is not saying anything, so I can't understand when. So they also keep asking every day, and they are also discussing when we will be going with Krishna. Our babies are going every day with Krishna. What about us? Okay, this is with the cows. In the forest, what is happening? Every day they are discussing. Just put the phones off, please. I already put my phone off. So, in the forest, the boys are teasing Krishna. That your father and mother don't have faith in you. They feel considered you as a child only. Absolutely no faith. So that's why they don't give cows to you. And now, sometimes it is fine, you know. But as days pass by, the teasing gets intensified. Everybody is getting on his case. Like for example, I'll tell you one more story. Huh? Listen very carefully. How they tease him. One day they said that, oh Krishna, how you are black? See, Mother Yashoda is so fair. Nanda Baba is so fair. Balram is so fair. Rohini is so fair. All of us are so fair. How come you are black? So for some time it is okay, you know, like we can tell. Suppose if I tell you 5 times, 6 times, 7 times that you are dark, you are dark, you are dark, you are going to feel bad after some time. So he also felt bad. So then they said, let's analyze how you are black. So it's like the boys are too funny. Even if you go today to Nandagaon, na, the boys, young boys there, who are now, I know them for last so many years. I've seen them like this and that. They're so naughty and they're so mischievous, you know. They cannot sit, make you sit peacefully. They will tease you, they will, you know. It is said that in Nandagaon, if a sadhu goes to Nandagaon to do his bhajan, and if he survives there, he is successful bhajan karne wala, bhakta. If you survive in Nandagaon and still remain a devotee and, you know, stay there, you are certified that you are a great devotee of the Lord. That is there in the Hava only, Hava and Jamin. Okay. So then the boys now, one day just, and then they tell, see, actually what happened, you know. You may not know this story, but we want to tell you that Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai one day were walking on the road. And suddenly they heard big loud cry of a baby. So they were looking here and there, no baby crying. But still the voice was coming. Then they went in the direction of the voice. And the voice was coming from the hole in the tree. There used to be big holes in the tree. And so they went and saw in the hole of the tree, there was a black baby crying. So Nanda Baba Yashoda felt very compassionate. So they picked up that baby and brought home. And that is you. So for some time, you know, he said, no, this is not true. But you know, then they acted so seriously. No laughing, nothing. They just telling the story very seriously. So then Krishna burst out crying. He couldn't just bear it. I'm not the son of Nanda Maharaj. I'm not the son of Yashoda Mai. I'm an orphan. I'm picked up from the tree. He just couldn't bear it. He said, yes, this is a fact. We have heard from your father and mother. So you are very upset, extremely upset, completely despondent, depressed, frustrated. He felt like, I am nothing, I am no one. Everybody has their own mother. They are born from their own mother. I am the only one here who is not born from Yashoda and Nandi Baba. So he goes home and he says, today the boy said like this, tell me, mama, tell me, mother, this is true? This is true? Father, this is true? Baba, this is true? So they said, no, you are our child. I have given birth to you. Then how I am black? Tell me how I am black. How you are all both of a fair? How can the child of both fair people become black? So then she embraces him tightly and she says, no. That is all Lord's arrangement. Because you came in the middle of the night, so it was dark in the night. Balramji was born in the daytime, so he was white. But you are our child only. I am convincing you. I swear by, and she says, I think by sun god or something, I swear by them that you are my child only. Then he got pacified. Such are the boys, you know. For example, another thing I'll tell you, what the boys do. But when they get into craziness, na, so what they will say, suppose everybody is eating sweets. Huh? You are eating Mysore Pak, you are eating Laddu, you are eating Rasgulla, you are eating Gulab Jamun. Everybody has got something from home, various Chandrakala and various sweets. And they are eating. And then, suppose you don't understand the taste of one particular thing. And then, you are wondering, what is this? So what I will say, you don't know what is this? Because your grandfather was crazy, you can't understand the taste. What is the connection between the two things? But they will keep picking like this, something which is abstract and something which is nonsense actually. This is all those people whose grandfathers are crazy, they are not able to taste the taste of sweets. And they will tease. If you say one thing that I can't understand what is the taste of this, then they say your grandfather was crazy. So like that, that day they tease Krishna so much that they don't have faith in you, you are a baby, you have no guts, you have no confidence. He got really upset, you know. Really upset. And he went home. Now every day when he goes home, what's happening is, okay, I'll tell you what's happening. When he goes in the morning, there is a lot of Brahmins are there. They are doing chanting mantras. There are many girls there who are standing with lamps in the hand, flowers and kumkum, and they are singing songs. It's a beautiful scene. And then they start going, walking ahead. And Mother Yashoda and the men will start also walking some distance. Then they will tell them, now please, we will go. You please go back. So they don't want to be all constantly under vigilant supervision, you know. So they say, so you please go. So then with great heavy legs they go back, and then Mother Yashoda will go back to the mountain, and whole day she will just do up and down. Like, you know, she will, like, for example, Krishna Shakti Mataji, she will go in the kitchen, again come to the window and see how far the sun has come down. And again she will do something in the kitchen, and again she will come and see how far the sun has come down. Whole day this will happen. And finally, when the sun will start setting, they'll be very happy. Then she'll gather all the girls and she'll make the plates and aarti and everything, sweetmeats and arrangement. And you stand here, you stand here, you stand on the side, and everything. And then sun will further go down. And again she will see from window. Oh, then she sees the dust from distance. So she will immediately start getting, okay, come. I can't wait anymore on top, because by the time he comes and starts climbing, it'll be so much time. So they will come down. And then they'll wait at one place. And there he will come. And after coming, what happens? After coming, then all the girls say, the arrangement is there, that who will go first, and she will do aarti, and then she will give sweetmeat, and she will do this, and she will sing songs, and she will throw flowers. Everything is all arranged. That will happen. Then they will go in the lap of mother and father, and then tell stories, what happened today. Many things they discuss, very nice things. And then, with heavy hearts, the boys go, because the boys don't want to go. They want to be with him only. And now they are anticipating that now the whole night we have to be awake. Whole night we will keep missing him. Huh? I'll tell you one more story. Huh? So Sridhama is very, very, very attached to Krishna. Extremely attached to Krishna. So Sridhama, every day, whole night he's up. And he's simply crying and crying and crying. Waiting for the sun to come. Again to run and meet Krishna. So one day he came to Krishna and said, Krishna, I will die. I just cannot stay without you. do something for me. So first he said, what is there? You'll not die, don't worry, you go to sleep. He's like, damn serious. He says, no, I am going to die very soon. So then what we should do? He said, at least give me one picture of yours, you know, one picture, something, some sketch or something. So then he goes to his mother. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Then he goes to his mother and tells, my friend Sudama, he is a very great friend of mine. He is simply miserable. Mother, please arrange for a painting of mine. So mother said, what is there? Take a white paper, take a brush, take a black color and have 4-5 strokes. That is your picture. She starts crying immediately. What your mother you are telling? I am so dirty looking, I am so ugly looking, I am black. What is this? She starts crying. Immediately she takes her. Oh no, I was just joking with you. She didn't understand how serious the matter was. So then she's okay, don't worry, I will arrange for it. So then she remembers Chitra Sakhi. Chitra Sakhi is very good in painting, making sketches. So she calls for Chitra Sakhi. Chitra Sakhi is so happy that Mother Yashoda is calling me. Such a fortune, such a great day for me. So she comes running, you know, and she asks, yes, Mother, what is the service for me? She says, you have to draw the picture of Krishna. She says, yes, I will do. And she immediately collects materials and starts drawing. But she has to fix up her mind on one chubby of Krishna. Hai na? Suppose you want to take my picture. I mean, suppose you are a painter, and a chitrakar, and you want to draw my painting. I can't keep doing actions like that. I can't just looking here and there. I have to sit like this maybe on one posture. She'll tell you, you tell me that, okay, you look here. And I look like this. And then you keep looking and we keep painting. But if I'm action packed, I'm dancing, jumping, and how can you paint my picture? So she wants to focus her mind on one chabi of Krishna, and in her mind, thousands of chabis of Krishna start coming. And she is just confused where to focus, which to fix up in mind. And she cannot fix up only. And as she is trying to fix up on one, more and more chabis of Krishna is appearing in her mind. And she is like feeling so upset, you know. She is feeling, arey, I got service to Mother Yashoda and I am not able to do it now. Because I am not able to focus on anything. What must have gone wrong? And she starts meditating. What has gone wrong that I can't do anything? So then she comes to know that I did not take the blessing of Radharani before I started this service. So she runs to Radharani and says, I am very sorry. But I got some service from Mother Yashoda, but I didn't take your blessings. So please forgive me. Please give me your blessings. So Radharani blesses her. And then by her mercy, one form, one Ada or one Chabi of Krishna get fixed in her mind. This is very important to understand. Whatever service you get, you have to take blessings of your Guru. Without that blessing of the Guru, you cannot perform your service to Krishna. So when Radharani blesses her, then she starts painting. And within no time, she completes the painting and she rushes back to Krishna, Mother Yashoda, and gives that painting. And Mother Yashoda gives it to Krishna and Krishna gives it to Sri Dama. So why I told this story? Such are the boyfriends of Krishna. They are so much, you know, as evening comes, gopis start becoming happy and the kwalbals become sad. So now they are going to lose Krishna and gopis are going to be with Krishna. A very unique thing also happens. In the evening when Krishna comes and Krishna goes to sleep, boys go home. And then very soon, one Krishna expands from that Krishna. Yashoda Krishna remains with Yashoda. And Gopi Krishna leaves and goes in the forest. And then he is dancing with the gopis and Gopada is sleeping and he is sleeping at mother's lap. And when early morning, it becomes dawn, then Gopi Krishna comes and merges with this Krishna and sleeps. So one day Yashoda came to know that this is what is happening. So she wanted to know who is more beautiful, Gopi Krishna or my Krishna. And gopis said, no, trail told that our Krishna is very beautiful. And Yashoda said, no, my Krishna is very beautiful. And then Krishna manifested two forms in front of them. And then they emerged, all the two forms. And they said, both the forms are beautiful. So, why I told all this description to you, because this is what is happening every evening when he comes home. Everybody is feeling sad that they are going home. But this day, come back to the story now. This day, when he came, Gopi Krishna. Yeah, I forgot that detail. I don't remember that now. There's something there. Anyways. So, this day Krishna comes home angry, upset, depressed, frustrated, and straight goes and sleeps in prone position. His mouth down in the bed, he sleeps. So, no welcome, no sweetmeats, no stories, no bathing, no loni, no lullaby, angai, nothing. Straight goes to sleep. Everybody is so upset because what happened? And she wants to talk to him. She's not ready to talk to anybody. He just goes on. Because he's angry with them. Because he's now convinced that what the boys are saying, that they don't have faith in you. So he's angry with them. So he's not talking to them. While in the daytime, they've already decided that tomorrow is the day. And tomorrow, we will be giving him the responsibility of the big cows. Even the cows have come to know. Even the calves know. But Krishna doesn't know. So all the cows are very happy. They are discussing among themselves, tomorrow we are going to go. And the cows are saying, baby cows, we are also going to go. And then the sheep are saying, we are also going to come. Buffalo are saying, we are also going to go. Rabbits are saying, we are also going to go. So everybody is prepared to go. Except Krishna doesn't know what's happening. So next morning, whenever Krishna gets up, first thing what he does? What he does first thing when he gets up? He plays flute, first thing, from the bed only. It's like, wake up alarm, change the batteries. It's like wake up alarm for all the coward boys. And as soon as this flute comes, all coward boys get up. And they get up and they get ready fast, express, and they come at the house of Krishna. And then some of them come and help Krishna to get dressed up. They will help Mother Yashoda. They are the small ones. They will ask for, Mother, can I, when we do some service? Then she will say, okay, pick up this, pick up that, pick up this, bring that. And that's how they will do service. So, so this day, no morning alarm. Are you all with me?
Yes.
No morning alarm. All the coward boys anyway wake up, because they say, already sun has come up, already this day, and no murli sound. So they wake up, they get dressed up, they bring their cows. But they know, news already has gone that they are bringing big cows. So they bring their big cows also. And all 9 lakh cows of Nanda Maharaj plus their cows, thousands of cows, everybody is standing in line, prepared, fully prepared, with a golden bordered chadar on the body. Horn are decorated with caps of gold. Neck is decorated with beautiful garland, with a garland, another garland, with this metal garland with big ghanti on that. And each leg of the cow is decorated with garlands. The tail of the cow is decorated with peacock feathers tied to that. The body is decorated with handprints, yellow and turmeric and kumkum. Okay? So all the cows are beautifully decorated. And there are 108 herds of cow of Nanda Maharaj only. Some are black, some are brown, some are white, some are having tilak spot, some are having face like mrudanga, and some are having black cows with white dots, white cows with black dots, white cows with brown dots, brown cows with white dots. So many varieties are there. Beautiful description is there. And some are like ash colors. Some are brown color, some are light brown, some are dark brown. 108 groups of cows. And they are all standing ready. And Krishna is still in the bed with the mouth upside down. And Mother Yashoda is, since early morning, when it was red and orange in the sky, she is singing songs to wake him up. But he is not waking up. It is said that it is very easy to wake up a sleeping person. But one who is pretending to sleep, it is very difficult to wake him up. So she is coming from right side, he is turning his face on left side. Then she coming on left side, is studying his face on right side. And that goes on till the day is already up. And finally she sends, discusses with the husband, kya karna hai, what to do now? He said, tell him that cows are waiting for you. So she tells, today the big cows are waiting for you. Then he jumps from the bed immediately. And that is the most express preparation of getting ready. And then by the time Vishwadamai has already called the priests, the Brahmins have come, there are various kinds of singers, you know, Vandi, and I forgot the names. There are four categories of singers when any occasion happens. One who sing of the past history. One who sing the current history, what's happening today. There are various kinds of singers are there. So all of them have come and they chanted mantras. And already the whole thing is planned that Brahmins will go in front and chanting mantras, and then Krishna will go behind them, and then all whole thing is arranged beautifully. What to carry, to eat, to with them, what we will give them in the middle of the afternoon. It's called chak. Chak means in the afternoon, the gopis leave Nandagamun Bhavan with full prasadam. And they will search everywhere, where is Krishna? And then they will find Krishna and Balram, and then they will deliver the chak. It's a very beautiful exchange there. They are also so happy that they are going to see Krishna in between. All of them are not getting to see Krishna in between. These are the chosen ones who can see Krishna in between also. So they go and deliver like that. So everything is planned nicely. And then Krishna and Balram, they are fully decorated and they are brought out. And then they are, you know, sprinkled with holy waters and mantras are chanted. And their arati is done with lamps. And they are given sweetmeats and they are put tilak on the head. And then Mother Yashoda is telling, Kishidama, you walk in front. And Madhubangal, you walk on the sides and you walk behind. And Balram, you stand by him and protect him and see that he doesn't go in water. Jamuna is very deep. Today you are going to go far distance beyond my sight, because big cows are not going to go so close by. So far distance he is not gone, for the first time he is going. So you have to be careful about it. He is very naughty. He is going to jump from trees and jump from this, and there will be thorns and pebbles. So I am very much worried, and I depend on all of you that you will take care of him. So she's instructing each and every boy what he should do, where he should stand, where he should walk, and how to guard him. So Mandali Bhadra is already with one sword in the hand, you know, ready. He's already imagining that some demon is coming, so I will first attack him before he attacks Krishna. So already he's taken out his sword and walking at home only. The bhav, you know, the mood is like so much protective. These are the gopas which are little elder to Krishna. Little, matlab, maybe 2 days or maybe 3 days or little elder. There are some gopas who are samavayaska, exactly of the same age of Krishna. And they will tease Krishna, they will pinch him, they will do tittling him, you know, all those things they will do. And there are some gopas which are little younger to him. They are always subservient, they are always serving, massaging his feet, giving towel to him, feeding him, giving his plate and all these things, like humble, obedient servants. And there are toddlers also, very small. So when Krishna stole the clothes of gopis, he specifically took the toddlers. He didn't take the people who understand everything. He took those who don't understand anything. Anyways, so then Mother Yashoda says on this day in the morning that I've got 2 pairs of shoes and 2 umbrellas for you, both of you. Because you are going to go far distances, things are having, roads are going to have thorns, pebbles and stones, they will hurt you. And even when Mother Yashoda is saying this, the gopis are like, you know, as if Krishna already is bleeding with the feet. This is their mind. In mind they are like so much in agony. Oh, when I press his soul, it becomes pink. When I press it a little hard, it becomes red. What if a stone touches him? What will happen to his feet? His feet is like butter. His body is like butter. Like Nityananda Prabhu also. His whole body was like butter. So soft. So Krishna's body, Balaram's body was like butter only. He says, if this lotus feet, if they will touch the ground and it will be hurt by thorns, how painful it will be. Sochke hi, they are suffering. So Mother Yashoda says, so these are the shoes for you. Please both of you wear these shoes. And it's going to be hot and far, so umbrella also is given to you. So Sri Krishna is telling, have you got umbrella for each of my cow? Have you got shoes for each of my cow? That is how many shoes? 36 lakh shoes and 9 lakh umbrellas. She says, I do not have so many umbrellas and so many shoes. I only for you, please take it. He said, no, we are not going to take. If you do not have shoes and umbrella for my each of my cow, I am not going to take it. So such love Krishna had. Gopal Champuku is in total description how Krishna loves his cows. Each and every cow he will go and pat every single day. Before going to herd the cows, he will offer respects to his mother, to his elder brother, to his father, to all the elder gopas, to all the elder gopas' wives. Because Abhinanda, Upananda were elder brothers. They had their wives, Prabhavati and many Pivari, and many people were there. So each and every person, he will go and touch his feet. And then he will go and worship each and every cow's lotus feet before going. How he would do that within that step time, only he knows. But it is explained in scriptures, he would worship the cows every single day. And then pat them nicely, you know, like everybody will be encouraged by him. And then they will go with him. And this time, the cows are also hearing, oh, now Krishna is not going to wear chappal, any footwear. Not going to take any umbrella. And there are going to be, thorns and pebbles and stones on the road. So how it will be possible? So they decided that before we start going, let the discussion go on and we will go and pound every thorn and pebble and everything back into powder. And they don't know which direction he is going to go. East, west, south, north or south. So they went in all directions. Wherever he wants to go today, let us see that every direction, there should be only butter like soft sand. Soft dust will be there. So where they all went in four directions. And they pounded each and every pebble and stone and made like talcum powder. And what happened in between? In between when they were doing this, because their hearts were filled with love for Krishna, their udders were touching the ground and dripping milk in remembrance of Krishna. Like how the mothers, when they are lactating, when they remember their child, immediately the breast starts flowing. Wherever they are. It's very embarrassing, but what is their love is so much. So their udders were always touching ground, filled with milk, and eyes filled with tears. Even the cows had eyes always filled with tears, like Mother Yashoda. And then they were pounding all the stones and pebbles, at the same time they were dripping milk. So by the time they came back, whole Braj Bhumi was like butter, actually. Soft sand moistened with the milk of cows. And when they came back, they realized that each and every direction is like butter only. And then they came back and they had another meeting among themselves. That Krishna and Balaram are going to walk on this now. So what's going to happen? Footprints. There will be footprints. And these footprints will be the ornament of Braj Bhumi. It's our duty and responsibility that we should all preserve and maintain these ornaments of Braj Bhumi, the lotus footprints of Krishna and Balaram. So they all agree that we will not step over them. And we will never understand how it is possible. They are walking in front. And four footprints are going to be created at every moment. And there will be so many four footprints like this. And all the cows and calves and sheep and buffalo and bulls are going to walk behind them. And they are not going to step over any footprints of Krishna Balaram. Imagine. The love, and because of love, so much coordination and friendship and association they had of each other. And that's how they start living. And this day, on the Gopastami, the gopis also came to know that Krishna is going to take big cows now. They are also very anxious. So it is explained that Radharani dressed up like a coward boy. Because she just couldn't imagine that she cannot go. So she dressed up like a coward boy with some of her close friends and got into the crowd and went with him. This is one story. Another story is that they came to know, so they lifted their ghagra and they came running from the top of the mountain to see Krishna going to go. That is why on today's day, yesterday's day, you see the Charan Darshan of Radharani and Gopis. Because like, suppose you are wearing that ghagra and you want to run, so what you will do? You lift and run, na? So they were lifting their ghagras and running. That's why their feet were seen by everybody that day. Radharani Dhota's feet were seen by everybody. So they all gathered to see him. Another scene, they disguised themselves as coward boy and they merged in them and they went with him. Like that. So on this day, then they went far distance. Now when they began, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and elderly Gopas are also walking with them. So already instructions are given. They told him, told him, everybody told. And they're telling Krishna also, don't do this, don't do that. And he's walking with them. So Krishna is telling, Mother, now you go. Now we know, we will come back, don't worry. So what to do? Then she stood there only. And then they gradually went away. She stood there only. She kept watching. Finally, the darshan became small. And finally only dust was seen. And everything disappeared. And she was so sad and she went back home. And whole day her eyes filled with tears of separation. She was just going up and down, watching the sun, cursing the sun. Why you are so slow? Why don't you come down very fast? Then my Kanha will come. And there they go far and they have a lot of fun. And you know, there used to be many trees in those days. One was there in Govardhan. One was there in Bhandirvat. One was there in Nandgaon. The trees were so big that the branches were reaching Mathura in all directions. And many a times, the coward boys will only walk on the branches and the cows will graze down. And they will, it's like super highway. They will walk on the flyover, super flyover. They will walk on the branches and the cows will walk from down. And whenever they want to get down, they will jump down. Again, they will get up and they will go to other forest from that only. So like that arrangement was there. And they went very far this day. And naturally, after being so far, Krishna got tired actually. And Krishna got tired. Time to come back. The coward boys realize he's looking very tired. If Mother Yashoda sees his tired face, then she will say, tomorrow you're not going to go. So then how will you have this fun? So we have to do something. So they had a meeting and they discussed, no, you can't afford to have Krishna. Like, he's happy, but he's so tired. He can't be appearing tired to Mother Yashoda when she will receive him. So we have to make him smile and laugh and giggle. So they started cracking all silly jokes. They started singing silly songs, you know, so that he will start laughing. You have seen children, now you see inside. They are only laughing constantly. God knows what they talk to each other, but they keep laughing. Even young girls, when they go to school and when they come back from school, young girls when they go to college and come back, you see on the road, they are just laughing only. No one knows what they are talking to each other, but they are only laughing. So like that, started talking any nonsense things, you know, any irrelevant things, talking, joking, and they made Krishna laugh like anything. Finally, they came to Ter Kadamba, which is very near Nanda Bhavan. And Krishna went all the way on top, most branch of the tree. And he took out his flute and played the flute. Which note he played? Sixth. Pancham is for gopis. Eighth one is for Radharani. So sixth note he played. And he played that note and each and every cow of the lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of cows heard their name in the ear. It was only their name. No other name. And they came running. How they came running? Just imagine. Big eyes with raised neck looking up in the sky where Krishna is, where the flute sound is coming from. Raised ears to absorb the sound of nectar of the flute. And raised tail. And they are jumping and running towards that tree. Everybody is looking up. All the cows have gathered. Okay? And few cows have not responded purposefully. Why? Because they want personal attention. So they are there only, purposefully. As if they are not heard only. Like when you call your children, they have heard that you are calling. Papa is waiting at home, come. They will keep playing such a way that they are not heard only. And they say, when you call me? I don't know. I didn't hear. When you call me? I'm here only. They have heard everything, but they don't want. So then you go and you hold the ear. Come. Now you come home. Enough is enough. So like that, the cows are just grazing only. So he goes down goes, walks to them and then taps them nicely, pats them and brings them by hand. And then they come and join. And then everybody has joined in different groups. Then again he'll take out his lute and he'll lead the whole thing. And by the time boys are still joking. He's laughing and playing flutes, and by every happy face he reaches. And by the time, I told you, they're already so eager, they already come down to Nanda Baitak. Nanda Baitak is a place where they're all waiting for him. And then the first day, both Krishna and Balaram ran in the lap of Nanda Maharaj. And they both sat on each lap. How? Their legs are crossing one another. One was sitting here, his left leg, one was sitting here, his right leg is crossing. And that means one black and one fair leg is crossing each other. And they both are speaking. You know, when you have 2-3 children and everybody comes from school, then everybody wants to speak what happened in the school. So you don't know whom to hear. They all are talking. The boys are also speaking. They have to. They have so many things to tell, what they did today, and they have to also tell what we did today and what we ate today and how we did. And yes, we became frog today. We jumped in the water of Jamuna, and we climbed from this tree to that tree, and we made sounds of bird, and we pulled the tail of the cows, and we did this thing, and he joked, and he stole my sweet, and I wanted that steel, and he stole my from my mouth, and the Madhu Mangal's laddu we stole, and he was crying, and then Balaram saved him, and then so many things are there. Somebody's complaining, somebody's explaining, whom to hear, but they are like this. Everybody's like this, and then after they are enough satisfied that yes, we have said whatever we want to say, then the aarti. And then sweetmeats. And then Mother Yashoda is carrying Krishna. Baba is carrying Balaramji. And then all the cowherd boys are very sad. And they are saying, okay, see you tomorrow. Come early morning, I will play the flute again. You will get up in the morning and come. And they go back at home. So today also, if you go to Nandgaon, this festival is enacted from early morning. The cows are, in thousands of cows are taken from house to house. And each house has made something very beautiful. Today also, they will not see whose cow it is. All the cows will go to each and every house. And they all are decorated. Today also. And then every house will feed them and do worship, wash their feet. And like that whole day they will go on moving around. And finally all the cows will gather at Terkadamba. And then the Brijvasis will sing beautiful songs. Terkadamba is near Asheshwar Mahadev. In the forest, where Rupa Goswami wrote bhajans. The bhajan kutir is there, Rupa Goswami's. Small room is there, and we go inside, and then there is pond, and then there is a big circle, and there is a tree there. That is Terkadamba. Ter means calling, from there he calls the cows. So they gather the cows there, and the Brijvasis will sing the songs, how Krishna has come back, and now he is playing flute, and calling all the cows, and then they take the cows along with them to Nanda Bhavan, and then they go to everybody's houses. So one time, Gopashtami day, the Nandagam Goswami is at my house, because the grandfather was here for prostate operation. So two of them were there, and the father was there also. And they were like, I could see the whole day, they were so engrossed. They were only physically over here. They are constantly tapping, now where the cows are, now what is happening, now which song is being sung, who is singing that song, now what is being fed to them, how the cows are decorated, what is happening today. Till end they were giving running commentary to us. They were on the phone and asking and giving, telling us a running commentary. Then the cows are coming to Terkadamba, now they are going back, now they are going this, doing that, doing this. Such a beautiful event. Yesterday also I got so many photographs of so many cows of Gopashtami. Even in Mayapur also, all the cows are taken out of cowshed and they all go all around Mayapur. Everybody is feeding them on the road. And then they come back and they are washed up nicely. Every single place. So this is Gopashtami. On this day, Krishna was given charge of big cows and such a big celebration. And so many things happened, so many acharyas have explained. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then Shukadeva Goswami, then Rupa Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, they all have written so many books, and in so many books the beautiful descriptions of Gocharan is explained. There is one book called Sri Chaitanya Charita Mahavakya, written by Vishnu Chakravarti. In that he describes what all they talk while cutting the cows. Everything is explained there. Ji Goswami writes in Gopal Champu. I only could read half, I could not read, I was so tired actually. Anyway, whatever I did before, I told you all. If we simply meditate on these beautiful pastimes of Krishna, then you will never get sad. You will always be happy.
We have that, well, Parikrama, na, you showed us monthly had many branches. You said the same thing there, ki when you feel sad in your life,
you that is at Govind Kund. I showed that tree to you where under the tree Madhavendra Puri sat down. And there he was received by, given, the cowherd boy came and gave him milk. And that tree is so unique, is it not true? That tree has got branches in all directions. Umpteen number of branches in all directions. One branch is like a tree only. So big. And it's coming from a big trunk in between. Going in all directions. It's like a huge space is occupying. Under that tree, Madhavendra Puri was sitting. And where? What happened? Krishna slept there. No, Sri Krishna came as cowherd boy to give milk to Madhavendra Puri. So, why we do yatra? We do yatra to absorb the mood of each and every place. Along with the story, we want to absorb the essence of that story. The mood, the consciousness. And carry that story and the experience of the place, the vision of that place, the breeze of that place, every experience of all senses we carry with the heart and bring it to Bombay. And dwell that memory in the heart all the time. And whenever you are sad, memorize all everything, your best days, what you had in life. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. When you are burning with the heat of the world, of life, you hear and memorize and remember the Krishna Kathamrita. Everybody agrees with that?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Somehow everybody is so sleepy actually, except me. Yes. Huh? Very good. So, yesterday was Upastami, today is Akshaya Navami. Ekadashi will come also. Very auspicious Ekadashi. That Ekadashi is Deva Uthavani Ekadashi. Uthapan Ekadashi. So that day, Vishnu will wake up. Demigods will also wake up. They have slept in the beginning of Chaturmasya. Deva Shayani Ekadashi. Ashadi Ekadashi. And they wake up on this day. Also celebrate. This is Ekadashi. And Purnima is Tulsi Vivaha. Shaligram Tulsi Vivaha. Hare Krishna. Maharaj is there. No, Maharaj is not there. Maharaj will leave on 22nd in the night. He will give morning and afternoon lecture. And night he will go to London. Come back on 11th of December. Tomorrow, day after. Four to six. Any question anybody has? If you are awake, you will have questions. Yes.
When we come back from yatra, a few days, we remember those places, those things. How should we keep this going on for a long time?
By regularly reading the scriptures and associating with the devotees and keeping that desire in them heart to desire to remember everything. It's a exercise that you have to do. It's not automatic. Nothing is automatic. Automatic is only material life. It just sucks you completely. Yes.
I have been to Maharaj Yatra many times, but most of the times I have been in medical service only. So more I like it more like service than that time I miss most of the lectures and even
seva is always better because the seva close the door. the connection to Krishna and to Dham is given by Seva in multiples of times than sitting and hearing the Katha. But that doesn't mean we should not hear Katha. The story in Bible where Jesus Christ had come and the two disciples of Jesus Christ are there, Mary and Martha, both are there. And Martha is fully busy in serving, cooking, arranging chores and bed sheet and this and that, sweeping the room, cleaning the room. And Mary is simply listening to Jesus Christ. So one day, Martha complained to Jesus Christ, what Mary is doing. She's not doing anything. She's just simply hearing what you are speaking. So that time Jesus said that both things are important, hearing and serving. You cannot condemn one for another. But for hearing also, one has to have capacity. If suppose you want to hear Katha and then you fall asleep, what is the use of that sitting if you are going to sleep while Katha? Better to be busy in serving, and while serving, whatever falls on the ear, you are able to hear. But Mary was very adept. Mary would not sleep when Jesus would speak. And Martha would be busy in serving. So it's a different kind of flavor. But one should not envy another. Oh, you are useless fellow, so you are serving. I am an advanced person, so I can sit and listen properly. It's nothing like that. Both are separately glorious. But it requires great enthusiasm and great interest and great taste to be fully awake and listen to the Katha. It's not easy to be, because there are so many reasons we are tired and we are worked hard and this, that. But most of the times the interest is not there, the taste is not there. If suddenly topic changes and we start talking about share market and some important investments and everything, we will just wake up. Yes, 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 I also have put my money there. I want to know what happened. So that what happened to sleep that time? It's only a matter of interest. Somebody talks about patient, somebody talks about this, that, and somebody talks about I saw on doctor, somebody talks about and loss of the money here and there, immediately we'll wake up. Yes, what happened? I want to know. So as that requires taste, even this requires taste. Immediately if some chair talks comes up, immediately you will wake up. Which chair you want? Revolving chair or not revolving chair, or cushion chair or not cushion chair, or reclining or not reclining? Immediately you will talk. So wherever our heart is, there we are awake. So when you get to serve the devotees and assist them to be able to hear nicely by treating them, you get the full benefit of the yatra and the spiritual sense. Most of the time there are 300 to 400 to 500 devotees who don't get to do anything. They are up at 1:30 in the night and they are cooking breakfast at 7 in the morning, ready for 6,000 people. Then they are serving lunch at 1 o'clock. They are having tons and tons of food there. They are cooking and cooking and cooking and serving and washing and everything. They are totally in a different world. There are some people constantly only calculating buses, which buses will go in this direction, which numbers will go in that direction, and which will group will go this one. Have they taken breakfast and have they got the paper? Or have they got this guidance or not? They are only there only, all time counting. 100 buses are there, only 82, 97, they are only telling where to go. This driver got sick, so who replacement? This 97 is not coming through, 98 will go in this bus and that will change, and then coordinations and Dham Darshak and Dham Sevaks and all these things are coordinating. They are not going anywhere. And some people are only serving prasadam, constantly only serving and serving only. So much of work. Some people are only in water. And some people are only in medical services. 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the night. Can you imagine the OPD? 6 a.m. it begins. Until 10 p.m. the OPD is running constantly. Everybody is, what doesn't happen in the yatra? Everything happens. Surgery happens. Abscess, CLWs, abdominal, acute abdomen, what, heart attack, kya nahi hota hai usme, sab hota hai. No one knows, you will be sleeping. The doctors are awake, running around here and there, visiting patients, giving visits in the night, emergency calls. Some people are flown to Bombay urgently, operated over here. Amazing things are happening in the yatra. So, they are all assisting the 5,000 people to be able to listen to Gurudev and get absorption into Katha and the essence of the Dham. So, everything is complementary. You can't condemn the foot. What you nonsense, your foot always touching the ground and what you are doing. See, I am the brain, I am so great, I am thinking everything. And you useless hands and useless, what the hell are you doing? But everybody has his role to play, then only the body will run nicely. So everything is complementary to one another. As long as our consciousness is to serve, we will get the essence of Dham. Any other question? Bhishma Panchaka. So, Bhishma Panchaka will begin on 22nd and it will go till 26, 5 days. Ekadashi, the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday, Dashmi. Sunday is Ekadashi. So, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th to Purnima. And this is called Bhishma Panchaka. And Bhishma Dev did this vrat and thus he attained Krishna Prem by following this vrat of Bhishma Panchaka. And there are various kinds of fasts recommended. One can fast Ekadashi all the 5 days. And or one can eat only once a day Ekadashi food for 5 days. Or one can do only water or liquid on 5 days. Different kind of whatever. But you have to fast basically. And then on the 5th day of Purnima, you have to cook very beautiful grain feast and call Brahmins and serve them with your own hands. And you don't eat anything of that. After you serve the Brahmins with heart content, feed them nicely, give them dakshina, give them gifts, treat them nicely. Next morning you break the fast. On 27th. And when you call the Brahmins on 5th day, that is the most important activity. And next day you break the fast. It's tough, it's not easy. To cook the whole feast on 5th day with your own hands and serve them and not eat anything. And thus the Panchak fasting is complete. And one gets a direct entrance in Golok Vrindavan and develops pure love of Godhead by following Panchaka. Any other question? Huh? Who told you that? Who told you that? Chitrasakhi has many attributes. Chitrasakhi's father Dharma Bhanu is a great astrologer and a great pandit. So she is also a great palmist and astrologer herself. She is also a great knowledgeable Vidwan lady. And she also is expert in painting. So, by the mercy of Radharani, she could do that. That's right. She was a painter, Chitrakar. She's not painter, she is Chitrakar. Sketch. Any other question? Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Gopashtami Mahamahotsav ki, Akshay Namo Ikdavmi ki, Kartik Mas Mahotsav ki, Nithai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Bol.